Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting the film series Testigo Witness, Goya in the Movies. Held on select Fridays in May, each film touches upon artist Francisco de Goya's visions of the world, kicking off with Pan's Labyrinth by Guillermo del Toro on May 10th at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a spring super sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
It's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Terrific to have you with us. Hope that you'll be joining us for our next Film Week and Chill event, in which we talk about the film Airplane from 1980, and we'll have the three writers, directors of that comedy joining us on the program. Also, one of the stars of the film will be with us. You can get all the information at kpecc.org/in-person. I had a big smile on my face anticipating who I get to talk with next, because we were longtime colleagues here at KPCC, senior editor at our NPR fellow member station, KQED, Rachel Miro, and then I remembered, of course, the tragedy that we're talking about in San Jose this morning to get an update from KQED. Rachel, a very good morning to you. Good to talk with you, but terrible circumstances here. What's the latest on this incident?
Well, Larry, I just listened in to the latest of a series of rolling press conferences this morning. Law enforcement authorities, investigators, trying to stay one step ahead of what various news outlets are reporting, or really one step behind. What I will say is what law enforcement has confirmed, which is that we do have eight victims, people shot to death this morning, unfortunately, at the Valley Transportation Authority. That's a local light rail maintenance yard in downtown San Jose. The shooter also died at the scene. Not confirmed that it was a suicide, but that's the word going around now. What authorities will say is that it was a 50-year-old male, that it was a VTA employee, and that they still have people on the scene trying to secure it, make sure that there aren't, other explosives at the scene. This is a multi-agency investigation going on right now.
I thought that the San Jose mayor said earlier, I may be wrong about this, about that the suspected gunman entered a union meeting. Has that been confirmed?
I didn't hear that in the press conferences. As you can tell, there, different officials are saying different things at this point as this sort of story is evolving. It is possible. There's information that is out there about, when and where this person worked, and what they might have been aiming for is still a matter of speculation.
Okay, so let me walk that back. We don't have confirmation about the circumstances, but you did confirm that that the suspected gunman was an employee there?
Yes, yes.
All right. And at this point, do we know how many people are being treated at local hospitals for injuries?
That also is still unclear. At this point, I mean, there's still an effort to reach out to the families of those who were injured. So it's coming in sort of in bits and pieces. We're likely to know by the end of today. I mean, I say this soberly, but because the shooter is dead, at least this is not sort of an active shooter scenario where the numbers of injuries are expanding.
All right. Rachel, thank you so much for sharing the latest with us about this terrible event in San Jose, just across the freeway from San Jose Mineta International Airport, and terrible loss of life there at that light rail facility. Thanks, Rachel. We appreciate it.
Sure thing.
Rachel Miro is KQED's senior editor. For many years, we were colleagues together at KPCC.
The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAS.com/sweeps.